Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin Winder, and thanks for tuning in to another podcast of Beyond Everything Radio. And as always, I have a question for you. Has your holiday preparation obscured the love you and your family are supposed to experience? Or is this season a painful reminder that a deeper love and connection is clearly missing? In today's podcast and post, I offer a brief contemplative exercise that can clue us into some ways to access a much deeper experience with love this season. Now, join me now as I prime your attention for some very subtle observations which can grow into a truly meaningful Christmas. Hello, everybody. And thank you so much for coming back to yet another podcast of Beyond Everything Radio. I am so glad to have you here. I really am. And I want to say welcome to this special edition podcast on Christmas Eve. So today is a day, for Christians. Many of us will attend a Christmas Eve service, and it's part of just a family get-together. A lot of the travel has been done. People have come to the place where they're going to celebrate Christmas. The shopping, hopefully for you, has been done. Maybe you have a few last-minute preparations you got to take care of. Most of the baking, maybe some of it still remains today. But for the most part, all is kind of set in motion. And the Christmas that you're going to have, you are going to have. And a lot of times this is where we kind of sober out. You'll find yourself occasionally slipping into a state of kind of melancholy, maybe even a sadness, a sort of quasi-depression. And you might not quite understand why. And a lot of it has to do with all the hustle and bustle that gets us going. A lot of it seems unnecessary. We have tensions that surround the whole thing. Relationship dynamics may contribute to a feeling of sadness or frustration, or you're just trying to keep those thoughts out of your head. Maybe this is a Christmas where a loved one won't be there like they were in the past. And so it's feeling like it's already a downer. A lot of people get really mad at the commercialization of Christmas. They feel like it's missing the point. And maybe just buying gifts and going through all the motions is really frustrating for you. I can remember a time in my own life where I hated Christmas just because I love to give. And I had no money. I was broke. And it wasn't even an option. I couldn't even give my parents and siblings gifts, let alone my wife. And so it was really, really a painful time and not a good time. And of course, it's not about the gifts, right? These are all the kinds of sentiments that are baked into a Christmas experience. And so I wanted to ask you about that specifically today. And then kind of drive us into a contemplative exercise. I want to invite you to try something. And it's going to be very subtle. It's going to be very not a big deal, but it has the potential of transforming your Christmas. Are you interested in learning about it? Well, I hope so. Today is podcast number 471, and I call it Awake to Deep Love, a Christmas Contemplation. So if you've ever had a hearing test, then you've experienced the anticipation of something very subtle. Hearing tests, if you haven't had one, you go into a very quiet booth and you put on headphones and you're supposed to raise your hand or touch something on the right side or left side, depending on which ear you hear the tone. And they run these tones at intermittent times, so you don't know when they're coming in and when they're coming out, and they're not regular. But if you hear the tone, you acknowledge it, right? That's how the test goes. But you realize very, very quickly that many of these tones are so subtle. They just barely reach your hearing, and very few of us can actually hear all the tones. So while you might feel confident that you can hear them, you're probably missing some of them. And it may be outside your ability to hear. Maybe you're facing a hearing deficit. Maybe it's just, that's the reality. It's not designed for the human ear to hear. But in such cases, our anticipation is kind of primed and waiting for a potential noise, a tone in the headset. Now, outside of this test, these tones would never even catch our attention, right? But when we're in the hearing test, we're primed, we're focused, we're listening, trying to catch that very, very subtle tone. And so this is the metaphor into which I want to invite you to find and mine the depths of meaningful, eternal love. The love between you and your family is kind of like this. It's a skill. It's a skill of paying attention. Our attention has to be primed. It has to anticipate our awakening to it. Otherwise, like those tones in the everyday backdrop of life, will be completely missed. Like that kind of deep love, the love that we all truly seek and really want, is just as subtle. Like we always think of it as this big experience of love, and we throw the I love yous and we greet each other with hugs, and of course they're sincere, at least I hope they are. But that doesn't usually cut it. So much of our holiday festivities are surface level conversations about this thing or that thing, or the traffic or the food or the what's new or your job or whatever. Deep love, it lives immediately below the surface experience of our lives. And I'm trying to awaken you to the depth dimension, which is right below the surface. And once you perceive it, once we kind of tune in to the tones of love, we can actually condition ourselves to live in a posture of attention that will keep us alert and waiting for our beloved. Okay, so there's the human dimension of love, and then there's the godly dimension of love. And both are right below the surface. And if you get good at the one, the familial side, the other becomes more obvious. But our first step is to really desire this deep, hidden love. And we have to desire it long enough to pause. Now, some people, they don't desire it. They would much prefer their pain. Their identity might be wrapped up in their pain. They keep a stiff arm going against all the people of the world and then judge the people for being so distant. You know, it's a common pathway for people who are chronically in a sense of emotional pain. They isolate and then they judge, which isolates them further. Now, not barring that, but for us who truly want an experience of love, we have to pause. You have to kind of get out of the traffic pattern, so to speak, in order to tune in. You have to get into the booth. You have to pay attention to what might be coming. Finding a moment of stillness can be challenging when each of our schedules has been hijacked from our normal routines, which happens in the holiday season. Many of us are off of work, but some people are working double, twice as hard. I feel like, man, our whole company just shuts down at this time of the year, and FedEx is going twice as much. You know, it's like, wow, what a difference between our two jobs. travel schedules of family coming in or going out or leaving after or whatever it is, along with all the arrangements, become kind of these inflexible time barriers. You got to be there at a certain time. And of course, everybody else has their people coming in. And so traffic, congestion, delays are all a part of this experience. Right now, everybody's shopping for gifts. They're buying that extra food and all the little things. Oh, I forgot the candles, or oh, I need some of those nicer napkins, or little touches here and there that you think will make the experience a little bit better. And they just create, oh, I got to go make one more trip. And they kind of locate us into these environments where things are very congested. There are more crowds. Oh, I'm hungry. I want to grab some food. But man, the line out from Chick-fil-A is twice as long as it usually is, right? Then it kind of causes us a sense of frustration because we now, that 5, 10, 20 minute lunch break has become a 45 minute lunch break. And it causes you to lose more time and feel like you're going to lose more patience. Am I getting at the surface level experience? I hope so. Now, I want to invite you to contemplate all of this flurry of activity that's so frustrating. Because, like I said, deep love lies right below the surface. I need you to pull back and be still. If you're in a parking lot that's really crowded and it took forever to find a spot, stop your car, turn it off, and just watch. Take some breaths and be still. Keep your eyes open. Watch all of the people that are just like you, trying to do just what you're trying to do. Observe. Contemplate this. Take your focus off the one thing that you need to get and realize that you are not in the crowd. You are not in the traffic. You are the crowd. You are the traffic. That's such a great point. See, all comers possess this kind of mental image in our minds. It's actually non-physical reality. It's what we would call spirituality. The Bible calls it logos, or the word. Word becomes flesh. And so within us is this mental image, this idea of what we think we need. And it creates an object like, well, if I go get that candle, the table is going to be perfect. We need more eggnog because Uncle Marty drank it all. Whatever it is, like, the word is always becoming flesh, even in our most hurried experiences. Can you see it? And in anticipation, each of us have come to this business, this part of town that we're graced to have, in hopes that they have done their work in ordering enough of it. Did they get enough nutmeg this season? Because everybody seems to need it when the eggnog shows up. Like, that anticipation is the Advent. We are all a part of it. We share all of this. You are not competing. We just share it. And behind it lies a deeper motivation. Like, what's driving all of the things that you want to get and do? Why can't you just leave it alone, not do it? Why? Why is the motivation there? Like, really think through some of this stuff. It is this motivation that will become your reality. And to the observant, this motivation is actually quite visible. It's palpable. It's perceptible. And if you're sitting still, watching, observing, contemplating, then you can see it on the faces of others. You can see it in their actions. You can see it when they get in their car and they try and drive, and the frustration of not making it through the light because there's so many cars and everybody's trying to turn there. And it's like it's taking twice as long. And it, like, all of that is getting at this. I'm priming your attention to the inflection point where we can become love to others, to everybody else. See, the busier the agenda, the more baking and preparing and transporting, attending, and all the things we got to do, the more vital it is we take our stillness and watchfulness and join and be with what is next. Don't fight it all. Don't fight the traffic because you are it. You're just fighting you. Be with it. The tones, those soft tones of deep love, are subtle but densely packed into everything. And as you observe this love in a gesture, as somebody wishes you Merry Christmas or holds the door or does something out of that seems kind, call it out. Acknowledge it. Thank them. Check in on them. This present awareness, if you learn it in the busyness, in the busiest part of our year, you can take with you and it will awaken your beloved, not just the vertical dimension, but the horizontal dimension, to this subtle tonality of deep love. And now there will be two of you who perceive, because when that gesture came to you and you saw it and you captured it and you acknowledged it, now you're both seeing it. It's the thing that's right below the surface is now there for both of you. Now two of you got it. And there comes a time when all the food is consumed, right? In the afternoon after the big Christmas dinner, or maybe the day after, the kitchen, in the house, it's a mess. The trash dumpsters are full. The surprises are out of the box, and the silence and sobriety kind of starts to set back in. This is a great time to be still and to contemplate the tones within this moment and watch. Watch what emerges in yourself and in others. The depth of love is a sober contrast to the hours before. This place of love, it's naked, it's vulnerable, it takes on a melancholy tone. But love is so proximate to this turning point between the anticipation of what's happening and then the it's already happened, and now, I guess, now we get on with the next year? I don't want you to miss this. This turning point, this inflection point is really important. It's not a letdown. It's the love bearing itself. And before you begin cleaning, and before your mind wanders off into what is next, before you start dreading having to go back to work or starting the year over or how you'll spend your remaining days off, just sit and be with this. Be with this sad, quasi-disappointing malaise of disconnected love. Be with it. Do not diminish the dynamic range of love. Do not turn it on and then just turn it off and say, well, now it's gone. Do not forsake it. You see, just recognize that its appearance has only been what each person was conscious enough to bring. Did it feel like you didn't get that family connection that you were hoping? Was it a little bit of a disappointment? Was the conversation just so dry and basic, like you were hoping to get to a new level and you never did? And did people just seem distracted and maybe even arguing or fighting and politically engaged? Or what happened? Like, where did it go wrong? Don't go there. Just be with it. It includes you. And it includes me. And if we desire a deeper love, you have to recognize that it can only come through the context of the people and only what they're conscious enough to bring. And if they're not conscious, then this is the moment to say so. Don't squander it. If you feel the loss of love, if you're hungry for it, reach out. This is how we cultivate it immediately and build intentionally upon it from this day forward. Otherwise, it will escape you now and you're going to be left hanging again. And it won't be very long before these holidays are painful for you because they're always a disappointment. Folks, love is everywhere because God is everywhere. And like the tiny tones in a hearing test, we each have the capacity to turn up the volume as we gain skill in stillness and being. And we can lean into these punctuated moments, whether they're stressful or busy. We feel like we don't have time, but we do. Or whether they feel sad and we feel isolated and lonely and melancholy, but these are when we're most awake. Yes, love is imperfect when it's passing through broken humanity. So don't have too high of an expectation. But our capacity to bear and bring love only expands with exposure and grace. So as we survey our distracted, disoriented, and disappointed world, certainly we can appreciate, as Christ does, that we know not what we do. Love sees us as the children we are in our inability to understand, in our preoccupation with stuff and things. And despite these flaws and failings, love allows us to receive, even in our diminished capacity, its depth dimension, where a single tone becomes a beautiful song once combined with the note that each of us brings. May you find deep love as it finds you this season. It's always right below the surface, so we never have to go without it again. God bless you as you contemplate these things.